This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. Citing the extremely troubling precedent being set, 22 national, regional, and state agricultural producer, commodity, and agribusiness organizations, including Farm Bureau, have urged the Agriculture Department to take immediate action to restore official grain inspection and weighing services at the Port of Vancouver in Washington. In a recent letter to Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack and other key administration officials, the organization cited a July 1 notice by the Washington State Department of Agriculture stating that it would no longer fulfill its obligation to provide official grain inspection and weighing services at the Pacific Northwest port. The port is being picketed by the International Longshore and Warehouse Union as part of an ongoing labor dispute. WSDA has been delegated the responsibility to provide official grain inspection and weighing services at the port by USDA's Grain Inspection Packers and Stockyards Administration. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit issued an 8-2 opinion Tuesday that upholds USDA's country of origin labeling rules for meat products. The ruling from a rehearing of the case before all the judges of the court affirms previous court rulings. The USDA rules were issued in May 2013. On the international trade side of the issue, a World Trade Organization compliance panel is expected to soon issue a final decision on USDA's COOL rules in a case brought by Canada and Mexico. The Bipartisan Simplifying Technical Aspects Regarding Seasonality Act, or H.R. 5213, provides much-needed clarification to the employer mandate's seasonal worker exemption provision within the Affordable Care Act. By clearly defining seasonal employment, the bill will reduce the administrative burden for small businesses like family farms and ranches and help them avoid hefty penalties, according to Farm Bureau. Under the ACA, large employers are required to offer health care coverage or pay a fine. Though the law intended to grant an exemption for small, seasonal employers, that intent is lost in multiple inconsistent definitions and burdensome red tape, according to Pat Wolf, AFBF's health insurance specialist. After playing in more than 170 markets, the theatrical run of the documentary Farmland will come to a close. The documentary first appeared in the Tribeca Film Festival in April 2014 and hit major markets across the country on May 1st. It highlights six farmers and ranchers in their 20s who have assumed the task of running their family operations while providing insight into the process of feeding America. Federal truck regulations affect virtually all operating farmers in Illinois. As a farm vehicle driver, many farmers enjoy exemptions. But significant new exceptions from the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Regulations were made effective in November 2013, with Illinois legislation bringing additional changes this year for those operating a covered farm vehicle. You need to know the differences in those sets of exemptions. Over the past 8 months, the Off-Highway Vehicle Stamp Program has been started, retracted, re-legislated, and is being ready for a restart. New medical card rules have kicked in, one in January and another in May. The USDOT number and UCR registrations and even the CDL are still widely misunderstood. Come and learn how to straighten out all these twists and turns in trucking rules that apply to farmers. Macoupin County Farm Bureau will host a two-hour seminar beginning at 7 p.m. on Tuesday, August 5th that addresses these regulations. Join us at the Macoupin County Farm Bureau building at 220 North Broad Street in Carlinville. The seminar will focus on trucking laws, new and well-worn, important to farmers. In addition, you'll have the chance to ask your questions. Presenting the seminar will be Kevin Rund, who, for more than 30 years, has specialized in farm transportation issues for the Illinois Farm Bureau. In addition to his presentation, Rund will provide take-home materials addressing these topics. Come on out on August 5th. Learn something new and improve your understanding of today's motor vehicle law. You'll be better able to sort coffee shop talk from real-world requirements, saving you expenses and headaches. The seminar is free, courtesy of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau and Illinois Farm Bureau, but advance registration is requested. Please call 217-854-2571 to reserve your place at the On the Road Seminar. USDA may not finish implementing the 2014 Farm Bill until the beginning of the year, according to Illinois Farm Bureau's Doug Yoder. Yoder, the Senior Director of Affiliate and Risk Management, pointed to the sheer workload of writing all the new rules. Yoder will provide an update on the 2014 Farm Bill, called the Agricultural Act of 2014, during a seminar to be held on Thursday, August 7th at 7 p.m. at the Macoupin County Farm Bureau Building in Carlinville. All Farm Bureau members are invited to attend. Yoder will also provide an overview of farmers' options. He said farmers should wait until USDA publishes the final rules and regulations before making any decisions, but it's not too soon to learn. Macoupin County NRCS staff will also be on hand to discuss new programs available to farmers through the new Farm Bill. Come on out August 7th, learn something new, and improve your understanding of the Agricultural Act of 2014. You'll be better able to sort coffee shop talk from real-world requirements, saving you expenses and headaches. The seminar is free, courtesy of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau and Illinois Farm Bureau, but advance registration is requested. Please call 217-854-2571 to reserve your place at the Farm Bill Update Seminar. Bowlers looking to sharpen their skills and have some fun are encouraged to participate in the 4th Annual Macoupin County Agriculture Education Foundation Bowling Tournament to be held on Saturday, August 23rd at Bolero Lanes in Carlinville. This fundraising event is hosted by the MCAE Foundation to support county agriculture scholarships and the Macoupin County Agricultural Literacy Program. The evening begins at 5 p.m. with registration and a social hour. Bowling starts at 6. The evening will also see a silent auction, someone going home with a trip to Herman, Missouri, and other prizes. MCAE Foundation is now taking registrations to participate in this year's event. The 9-pin no-tap tournament has room for up to 28 teams. Entry fee for a 4-person team is $90 prior to August 8th. After August 8th, the fee is $100. The fee includes 3 games and non-alcoholic fountain drinks. The winning team will leave with a $150 cash prize. To register for the tournament, contact the Macoupin County Farm Bureau office at 217-854-2571 or Ron Shepard at 217-556-6847. Those that don't wish to bowl are encouraged to come out and have a good time. All proceeds from the tournament go to the MCAE Foundation. The top funding priorities of the foundation are the funding of scholarships for deserving students who are or plan to study agriculture or related areas, and the Macoupin County Agricultural Literacy Program. The Macoupin County Agriculture Education Foundation believes the future of agriculture is dependent upon well-educated leaders who will feed the world in the 21st century and beyond. That's why the foundation was started, to encourage, promote, and fund agriculture's future. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.